Yeah, that would make sense. You're right about that, but it wouldn't matter. Like I said, it doesn't matter which way you put it in line with your ground, either way. It's just like I said, it's just like a little arc. What the hell do you call the inside of them things? Not filaments, but it's supposed to arc and take it and, you know, it's gas-filled so it doesn't, you know, so nothing really burns in it. But if you take a really direct full-on, you know, 2,000 amp hit, then it'll blow apart. But, you know, I wanted to say, before I let you gentlemen back at it, I wanted to say, you know, back in my CB days, and including my antennas that weren't grounded that got hit by lightning took it. My antenna took the lightning hit, and it still worked and everything. But I've seen the antennas where they had them grounded where when the lightning hits it, it melted it all over the roof, if the antenna was aluminum. All the ones I've seen that that were grounded that were hit by lightning were that the antenna was destroyed. It was melted, and all the antennas I've seen that weren't grounded, including the metal ones, ground planes and stuff, took it. You know, the antenna actually still worked in most cases. But that's just an FYI. You know, I'm not trying to scare you or anything there, okay?